State officials haven't yet announced whether they've decided to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. But Budget Director Tim Keene is concerned about the so-called woodwork effect, where people who are eligible for Medicaid but haven't signed up do so in droves. And he says their costs will not be covered by the new health care law.
These will be borne in the traditional sharing method where the state has to pay about third of those costs.
So the state has to absorb those costs
we
and
do.
Will maybe have to shift funding from other areas.
Well, clearly, again, this the answer is yes. And we will have to absorb these costs, and that means there's that much less money that is available for us to apply to other areas, including some of the tax cuts that the governor wants to put into this budget.
But Kathy Levine with Ohio Consumers for Health Coverage says what she calls the welcome mat effect is going to happen anyway, but that if the state expands Medicaid, that will bring in new revenues to help with the costs.
From provider taxes, sales tax, income taxes, so much revenue will come into the state that it will help the state pay for the woodwork effect. If I were the state budget director and worried about the woodwork effect, I would support the Medicaid expansion as the best way to pay for the woodwork effect. That will happen whether or not we do the Medicaid expansion.
The study from the Health Policy Institute of Ohio estimates that Medicaid expansion would pay for itself by 2022, but that the federal government share will eventually drop and the state would basically break even. Several groups have come out in favor of Medicaid expansion, including the Ohio State Medical Association and the Columbus Chamber of Commerce. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.